Now, protests have turned violent in dozens of Iranian cities as people continue demonstrating over the death of a woman in police custody. A rights group says at least 75 people were killed in the unrest. Critics accused police of firing directly at protesters. Among those arrested is Fazeh Hashemi, the daughter of former President Hashemi Rafsanjani. Well, let's go live to Rasul Serdar, who's in the Iranian capital, Tehran. Rasul, what's the latest on the protests that have been taking place?
Well, last night there have been several protests across Iran. However, we can see that they're losing the momentum in terms of their skills. The participation to these demonstrations, rallies, is declining. But we do not know whether this is because of the restriction on the internet that was put by the government, or whether it is because of the heavy presence of the security forces in the street, and also their heavy-handed measures against the protesters. So far, according to the official sources, at least 41 people have been killed, including the members of the security forces as well. However, some of NGOs say that the real numbers are much higher than the numbers that are provided by the official sources. At this moment, it's almost impossible to confirm the real number of the casualties and injured people. We know that more than 1,200 people also have been arrested, detained, or identified by the security forces so far. One of the most important developments that happened was last night, the arrest of Fazeh Rafsanjani, who is the daughter of the former president of Iran, Hashemi Rafsanjani. Hashemi Rafsanjani was one of the founding fathers of the Islamic the Republic, and he was also one of the most influential figures in the modern history of Iran. He was elected twice as the president of the country. He was close to the revolutionary leader Khomeini and also the current supreme leader Ali Khamenei. But in the last years of his life, he has been quite critical toward the establishment here, particularly in 2009, in 2012. And then his children have been arrested. So Fazeh Rafsanjani now is arrested, his daughter. And this is not the first time. This is the third time that she's been arrested. She's been accused of provoking the protests across Iran. We do not know how much she's going to stay in the jail, but for the protesters, having her support, having Rafsanjani family support is quite important.
And Rasul, how has Iran reacted to those it says are supporting the protests?
Well, Iran, since Saturday, has carried out several attacks, particularly on the Kurdistan, the Iraqi Kurdistan regional, the regional government, and that region. It's now targeting the Kurdish armed groups, and it says that these armed groups are providing the protesters with weapons. They are violating Iran's border. So we have seen that since Saturday. So Iran started with the artillery shellings, and now it's using the drones and even missiles targeting these bases in the Iraqi Kurdistan region. Iran is also accusing the Kurdistan regional government of not fulfilling its duties to stop the activities of these Kurdish armed groups from the attacks to prevent them from the attacks against Iran. So this region, the Kurdish regional government, or that areas in north of Iraq, are now the basis of several Kurdish armed groups, and particularly Kemala Party, the Kurdistan Democratic Party, and the PKK as well. And we see that from time to time, both Turkey and Iran, they're conducting attacks against this post. So we do not know as of now what is the casualties, the numbers of the people, whether that have been killed or injured. However, here, the officials in Tehran are saying that Iran is going to continue its attack on this post, on this on this basis, until these groups stop their activities against Iran and also stop their supports for the protesters in Iran.
Live in Tehran for us, Rasul Serdar. Thank you for that update.